Welcome to Women of the Metaverse. I am Cheryl Laidlaw.
I am Angela Harkness. We have been and are still on a journey to discover the Metaverse, Web 3.0, NFTs, and anything that we are required to know to join this world.
From this podcast, we will help you to unlock how the Metaverse is going to impact your brand, your business, and even your personal life.
Join us as we take the mystery out of this new digital universe.
Welcome to episode 3 of Women of the Metaverse. This is the second part of What is the Metaverse? So Angela, what are we going to talk about in this episode?
So it's such a big subject and we wanted to bring you it in a couple of parts because in this one we actually wanted to give you more examples of how the people are using and companies are starting to use the Metaverse. And sometimes when people give you a quote about what it is, it's almost difficult to imagine because we're using today's language for something that's in the future. So we wanted to try and help you envision it yourself. So the first way would maybe say to think about it or explain it is if you've ever played yourself or you've seen, you may have a partner that spends hours gaming or you may have kids that spend hours gaming, is to think about games like Call of Duty, Roblox or Fortnite, because those are really first world things into the Metaverse. And even if you haven't played it yourself, you've probably seen adverts, particularly Call of Duty adverts come on quite a lot. So if you see those, that's how you can start to envision what this Metaverse world is going to look like. Cheryl, do you want to explain about your niece and nephew playing Roblox? Because that's really interesting.
It is. It absolutely is. So I was... So Roblox was brought to my attention when I attended Social Media Marketing World back in February. And there was a lot of hype around Roblox. And there's lots of projects that are going into this, you know, this children's game, which at the time I was a little confused about. But it wasn't until I sat down with my niece and nephews a few weeks back, and what were they playing? Roblox. So I was like, right, guys, come and sit with me. Your auntie wants to find out and, you know, find out more about this game. So they're all individually on their iPads playing together in this game. And I have no idea what the aim of the game is. Don't. I'm sure it's to level up and, I don't know, collect coins. I don't know. I'm a Mario girl, so.
I'm still solitaire. That's me.
I'm a Mario girlfriend in the room. So it looked like my niece was just aimlessly walking through this virtual world, collecting and, I don't know, exploring this world and jumping off bits and pieces and buying wings and having this armor that you need to get to the next level. So I said to my niece, did you pay for this? Yes, mummy paid for this. Oh, yes. Oh, okay. And so I turned to my sister-in-law and ask her, and this Roblox game, is it, you know, what's the name of the game? And she said, it's costing me a fortune, Cheryl. To which I laughed because everything's pay to play. And I was starting to form this an idea in my mind of what Roblox actually was. And to actually see it, it's a game for kids, and they have created so much with it. And since then I found out that they have a Nikeland where they can walk in. I don't know if they can buy the trainers. I wouldn't be surprised if they
would imagine they can.
If they could, yeah, they can buy the trainers. But again, it would be for the virtual character. And they've got the clothing brand Forever 21 has set up shop there. So Roblox, and whenever you do any research on the Metaverse, Roblox will be at the forefront. There is so much going on in this computer game. It's mind-blowing. And I even
so
think
can you
that
just
they're...
go into Forever 21, do you think, and buy sunglasses or full outfits? And
I reckon so, because my niece is
wow.
already buying up her outfits for this game.
Wow.
So I'm assuming you can go into Nikeland and pick up your favorite pair of trainers, or, you know, cost of mum and dad, of course.
Yes. Yeah,
but instead
absolutely.
Of asking for a toy for their birthday, perhaps they'll be saying, I want my Roblox character to have the new Nike Air trainers in the Roblox.
Yeah. Wow.
Right?
God.
So that
yeah.
to actually see that firsthand a few weeks ago, I was quite shocked. But it's there. So where else can listeners go to have a little play in the metaverse, Angela?
So if you see projects, a lot of these projects revolve around three main areas. So there's one called Decentraland, there's Sandbox, and there's Solana. So Cheryl and I actually had a little play in Decentraland, and we'll leave all these links in the show notes so you can go yourself.
Yeah.
So you can go into...
A few weeks
yeah.
back, wasn't it? Before
yeah.
we got our Meta.
Yeah,
our
it
meta
was.
Oculus.
So
yeah.
This is how far you've sort of come quite quickly, because we went and had a little look around in Decentraland. You can sign up for a free account. You don't get to use all... you know, all the features, but you can have, and we were trying to find one another, and we kept walking past one another, and we couldn't quite turn and have a conversation. But you start to get a little grasp of it. But then, you know, a few weeks later, we're having a meeting in Horizon Rooms in the metaverse. So it, you start to grasp what it is and mean. Anyway, those are the three at the moment, but there are many, many more projects coming out all the time, becoming live. And in future episodes, we will talk about all these projects, particularly the ones that really excite us. And we're interested in the ones that are going to mean something for your business or for you personally. We're not necessarily into gaming unless we think there are clever features in there that you might be able to transfer to your business or personal life. So we've done a little research, and we're going to go through a few projects that we are really interested in, or that we find
yeah.
really exciting. So you start, Cheryl. What's
okay,
one of
sure.
your favorites?
So my favorite one, which we've just done a little Google for, is law firms, right? They are buying property in the metaverse, and they are marrying people. They are setting up offices. They are handling common legal situations. They are sorting out intellectual property issues. It's already started, and
it's bananas.
My mind was blown. It's already there, isn't it? They don't even have to change anything, lawyers. It's already there. They've just got to go and buy their property. I say they've just got to. Getting there quick, guys.
Yeah, can you imagine in the metaverse yeah. avatars sitting around a table getting divorced in the metaverse? I mean, how much money is that going to cost you to get divorced in the metaverse? It's madness.
That's mental.
Madness.
Maybe we'll only be getting married in the, you know, are you married? Well, we are in the metaverse, but not in real life.
Yeah,
right.
How does that work? I'll keep your £25 million property in the metaverse. But
yeah,
I have no right to anything outside of it. It is
absolutely.
Right. But there might be some like genuine, you know, we're laughing about this if it's madness, but actually there could be some, you know, good things that come
think,
of this as well.
Yeah, I think so. Absolutely. It just blew my mind. So that was the first part
yeah.
I wanted to come up with. What about you? What about you, Angela?
So I know recently, I don't know if anybody has, it's a very American thing. So Coachella was on recently. So the festival Coachella. And I think Glastonbury, I might be doing something similar as well, but you could attend the festival through the metaverse. So I'm imagining you put on your Oculus 2 and you enter a room and you can dance and you can hear the music and you see what's going on. And I know particularly for Glastonbury, where people really struggle to get tickets, it's really hard to get tickets for Glastonbury, and people who love to go. I couldn't, it's my worst nightmare to go to a festival, but people love it. So
yeah.
So to be able to go somewhere that you love if you can't attend in person, but what it means for you too, if you run a kind of sort of, again, I think we talked about this in part one of this, if you run an events company, it also gives you the opportunity to have your own mini festivals, so people can, you can have musical events or you can have whatever, but people can just attend via the metaverse. So you could be holding it in your back garden and, you know, have this massive festival that people attend worldwide. The possibilities are endless. It's amazing. What about you? What about another one that you really like?
Well, actually, coming on from when I was a child. Now, get your small violins out. Now, I always wanted to go to Disney World, and my mum and dad never took me. Oh. It was too expensive. You know.
Yeah.
That's fine. Okay. I still haven't been. So, if anyone's up for going, give me a shout.
I've been to Disney World.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So they have created a 3D simulator that is a replication of one of its theme parks.
That's
which
amazing.
Is so cool for, you know, people like me. I haven't been. I mean, don't get me wrong, I want to go to the real deal, but I will take this virtual world right now.
I think, because for me also, the older I get, the more miserable I get around people. So the idea of standing in a queue in Disney World or any of the Disneys, again, just my worst nightmare. But if I could sit on a, if I could sit on a ride or, you know, do the magic teacups, I would do that. I would love that.
Hopefully there's no queues in the metaverse.
Oh my God, they can't know.
Right?
Those are the things you would think the metaverse gets rid of. Like, no queues. You should be able to just go to Disney World and ride all the rides by yourself, shouldn't you? There shouldn't be other people.
No standing in queue to see Mickey.
No.
You get to see him straight away. He's walking around.
Yeah, just to have a chat. Just get to tea with Mickey Mouse. You should
be
able to do that. Yeah, yeah.
I'm signing up for that.
No people. If I can live in the metaverse with no people, I would be happy.
I'm sure we could code it in for you, Angela.
Yeah. My dream. So another one that I found, though, just recently was Warner Brothers released a new film called In the Heights, and they had a block party. It was, the whole film centers around Washington Heights. And so they had a metaverse block party where you could attend this block party, and there was dancing and music, and the actual choreographer of the film did this sort of virtual dance session where you could join in with the choreography. So even
that's
just
so clever.
For, I know, but even for events like that, you know, you have these huge red carpet events, but I think to be able to let other people in on those events and hold these kind of block parties, I think that's really smart thing to do. That's really clever. And again, for yourself, if you're launching anything, that's another way to do it. You could have this event in the metaverse and have people come that maybe wouldn't be able to come. Or, you know, if you launch something, it's expensive to hold a party. And I would imagine in the metaverse, it's much, much cheaper, and you can control it and you can have the room the way you want it. So just taking on from what other people are doing is a marvelous way to see how you can transfer that to your own life and your own businesses.
Yeah.
One more and no, then
definitely.
Then we'll finish up, Cheryl, because there's so many we could talk about.
Absolutely. But we've got to talk about Fashion Week in the metaverse, which happened in March.
Yes.
That was pretty phenomenal, where they came together with a collection of outfits and had a metaverse runway, which is phenomenal.
Yeah.
So that's going to be a thing now forever and ever.
Yeah. That was Decentraland, I think, wasn't it, that held that? It was on Decentraland.
Right.
I think I remember reading. But
okay.
I think what's really smart about that as well is that you could design outfits that people can physically buy, but there are also designers who are now designing purely for fashion in the metaverse, purely for avatars to wear. So that in itself is a new career that's being created.
That's maybe why Meta's only got a small selection, Angela. So you have to go to Fashion Week in Metaverse next year. Or is it September? but they do it twice a year.
I think maybe this one was in March, so maybe they'd do a winter one in the metaverse. Mm. Are there seasons in the metaverse? Who knows?
Who knows, right?
Yeah. I think you get to decide. If you just wanted to live in winter, you could live in winter. You decide what your metaverse looks like, which is what's amazing about it. Definitely. So anyway, we wanted to bring you this second part to really show how creative and innovative the metaverse is, and you know, then let your creativity run wild with it. And one of the things, or the quotes that we love, is from Kathy Hackle, who is deemed the godmother of the metaverse. She said, "We are all world builders, and now it's your time to build," which sums it up perfectly. This is exactly what it is. It can be how you want it to be.
Couldn't agree more. Yes. So thank you for listening. Please go and explore the metaverse and check out our show notes. We would love to hear about any projects you find. Join us in our next week's episode, where we'll be talking about all things NFTs. I'll see Excellent. You then.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Women of the Metaverse.
You can find all information, links, and people we talked about in the show notes on our website.
If you have enjoyed this podcast, please comment and subscribe.
Join us again in the next episode as we continue this exciting metaverse journey.